taught me how. I did what I said I was going to do. I treated her with dignity and respect, and I showed her what a kind, loving daughter looked like, because y'all told me how. And when my mama died, there wasn't any shoulda, wouldas, and couldas. It had all been said and done, because y'all showed me how to do that, to live current, to clean it up, to be active, to be responsible. No matter what she did or didn't do, my actions were not dependent on that. Because AA taught me that if I want to be free and clear, all that's got to go. I just didn't depend on how she treated me or how she acted. My actions. And when she died, there was the ER doctor from my home group. There was an ER nurse from my home group. There was me and Wendell and a girl I sponsor. And we closed with the Lord's Prayer around my mother. Y'all gave me that. All my brothers flew out and they met you. My oldest one in particular. When I was young, I don't know how old I was. I got sober when I was 26, or probably 20. I was on the streets of New Orleans, Louisiana, selling myself, trying to just stay, just to exist. I was going to say live, but I wasn't even living there. And Mama sent him down to find me, and he found me. And he picked me up by the collar and dropped me like a sack of potatoes and disowned me on sight. As a result of these 12 steps that bring us out of that dark forest, my oldest brother walked me down down the aisle when I got married the first time in AA. He saw me different. He came out and he met y'all, and y'all impressed him. He asked me after he met y'all to pray for him. Now he's never done that. I mean, you mentioned God and he'd just go in one of them spitting fits, right? But he asked me if I would pray for him, because he met y'all and he saw God in y'all. He saw, I don't know what he saw, but he saw something different and he wanted it. So we don't only carry the message to alcoholics, we carry the message to everybody we meet, and we don't even know it sometimes. Because my brother was out there for my mother's funeral. We moved to New Mexico after that. You know, same thing. I know how to move in AA. And y'all are there. Y'all are in this big city of Albuquerque, New Mexico. We got to see the Bloom Fiesta, you know, all of that. It was awesome. So when Wendell retired, we wanted to come back to the water, to Georgia. He was raised in Florida. I was raised in Georgia. And we were tired of that brown hole of New Mexico. It's really not. I grew spiritually out there, but I just... So we come back to the water, and we were going to retire, and we moved to Florida, bought a house in Florida, and then I had some heart issues. Got all straightened out. I didn't have no insurance. That got really expensive. Got really expensive. Our life changed. We struggled through that together, me and Wendell. Wendell had a stroke. We got through that. You know, he seems like a quiet guy. He's not. He just struggles getting his sentences out sometimes. And that embarrasses him, you know. And my heart hurts for that. So we go back to the water, and I hadn't gotten to know y'all yet because I got sick right after we were packing up the house. And I get to feeling better now. I can't go to the meetings because I'm in my head. You know, they do it different here. What am I going to say? You know, all that kind of stuff. So I start praying. Anytime my butt's in a crack, I pray. I mean, I usually do it every day, but I'm really on it when I'm in trouble. And I start praying because I'm 30 years sober and I got so much fear, I cannot get out the door. I am in my head. I am scared to death. And I shouldn't be like this because after all this time, I should know what I should be doing, blah, 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 blah. You know, and I start praying. And then we get a phone call from a guy that we had met at a conference in Spain. He was from Australia, and he was on the other coast of Florida. Now, he drove off all the way across the state of Florida to have dinner with me and Wendell one evening. And I confessed. You know how we do. You know, you get